Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Today is April 7th and it is actually World Health Day. And as you heard us speaking in Newsy Bits there about a recent report from webdoctor.ie about how the pandemic has impacted our lifestyle habits, changes in our physical and mental health, and also how it has transformed our attitudes towards virtual healthcare. Well, Diane Bennis is a GP with webdoctor.ie and she joins me on the line to discuss all these findings. Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Some good news off the back of the pandemic. Are people more health conscious?
Yes. So the survey was a National Health Watch report conducted by webdoctor.ie. And it revealed some really interesting facts about how the pandemic has impacted on our physical, mental health and transformed our attitudes towards virtual healthcare. So on a downside, one in four said that they felt their physical health worsened during the pandemic. But on the other side, in a positive note, which was really great to hear, 89% of people plan to prioritise their health more in the next 6 months.
That's good. That's good news.
Which is really good. And one third of these say that they will spend more time outdoors trying to achieve this. So I think the pandemic has encouraged people to find new ways to manage their health. And perhaps I think people maybe value their health more. And there were a few key findings in the report. And the report actually surveyed 1,600 patients across Ireland for March 2022. And I think it really gets a snapshot of health and healthcare in Ireland at a very unique time, just at the end of a pandemic. One of the most interesting ones or findings was the evolving attitude of people towards digital healthcare services. And actually in webdoctor.ie, we did another survey for 2021 and there was a 20% increase across all our consultations. And in this survey, it showed that 95% of people are comfortable with online consultations. 60% would actually be more comfortable with online consultations than with your traditional consultation, which was overwhelmingly positive. And then they went into that in a little bit more detail then. 77% of people prefer home tests, kits for STIs. 90% of women prefer online consultations for contraception. And 83% of men prefer online consultations for erectile dysfunction. So you can see there that the pandemic has really accelerated online health services and people have become much more comfortable with it over the past 2 years.
And this must be very beneficial to doctor surgeries who are, you know, very busy, always very busy, that more people will take a consultation online and get prescriptions and all that kind of stuff. I was surprised to read that our alcohol consumption has dropped in the past 12 months.
That also. Yeah, absolutely. I thought it might be the other way around, but it's almost one quarter of people consume alcohol at least once a week. And 20% saying they would drink two or three times a week, and 22% consume alcohol just once a month. And 40% said that their alcohol increase had decreased over the past 12 months, which was surprising, but maybe with, different lifestyle changes, people at home more, not going out as much, it's probably reflective of that.
It's no surprise that people's mental health suffered during the pandemic, after becoming more comfortable with talking about our mental health?
Yes, I would hope so. So you could look at that in two ways. I suppose it was disappointing to see that 40%, which is quite high, revealed that their mental health suffered since the beginning of the pandemic. And 22% sought to see a health professional for this. But I would hope that some of that is maybe reflective of people being more comfortable with talking about their mental health and mental health issues. And also it was very reassuring to see that 87.5% of people said they would be fairly to very comfortable receiving treatment for their mental health via online consultations like with webdoctor.ie.
Yeah, tell me about WebDoctor.
Yes. Well, WebDoctor is an Irish-owned company. And it was founded in 2014 by healthcare professionals and IT professionals. There are approximately 30 doctors working with Web Doctor at the moment. They're all Irish trained and Irish based. We see a variety of, like you would in real life general practice, of patients through video consultations on a daily basis. And then we see, we also do an online service for prescriptions, like the pill or erectile dysfunction. It's very carefully run. All our consultations are audited on a regular basis. The patients fill out a questionnaire before they're seen for the video consultation, and anything that would be considered not suitable, because obviously not everything at all is suitable for a video consultation, they would be excluded prior to seeing us. Or if anything comes through in the consultation that we would feel isn't suitable.
Can anybody log on to this Web Doctor around the country, male, female,
yes,
whatever, any age, can you log on and request a consultation or whatever, or get a prescription?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so anybody can log on, and it's completely confidential, and everything goes through a patient online portal system. So any results that are going back, they go through that rather than through emails. And any everything is followed up. So if somebody is sent for an investigation, that will be followed up, and the patient will be contacted, and further appointments will be made. It's a good service, and I think people find it obviously easily accessible. Sometimes people are more comfortable discussing certain issues with an online doctor. And also it can be time saving for patients, because, you know, they don't have to go into a waiting room. They're, you know, if they're working from home, they can just log on. And I think people have become more comfortable with using both traditional medicine and, for certain things, using digital healthcare. And I think that's the way things are possibly moving forward. I think the changes that happened during the pandemic more than likely will stay with us now.
Diane, if people, a lot of texts coming in saying, oh, you know, some saying, well, there's two camps. COVID was one of the best things to happen to me. I lost 3 stone.
Yeah.
I went for, go for it. There's that camp. And then there's another camp of people, like,
yes,
this text are saying, morning guys, my health after the pandemic is worse than it was before,
yes,
the pandemic, because my wife and son are high risk, and I spent the last two,
yeah,
years avoiding everybody, avoiding everything. So now I suffer panic attacks when I go out in,
yeah,
public. Now, this is the big thing,
yeah,
obviously mental health. If people are suffering, panic attack, whatever, and they're looking for somewhere to go or some advice, is the Web Doctor a good place to start to speak to someone,
yeah,
to be directed,
absolutely,
to a psychiatrist or whatever?
Yeah, absolutely. We would assess somebody. It's a good starting point. We will be able then to help them, direct them if they need a referral to a psychiatrist, if they need maybe advice with regard to seeing a counsellor. And if we felt it wasn't appropriate, we would advise them, look, this is something that you maybe need to see your GP with. But for a lot of mental health issues, we can chat with them just like you would with your normal, with your
own
real life doctor,
yeah,
and give them any support, follow up. And they can also, because sometimes obviously when it's a bigger system and there's 30 doctors, it can be difficult if you're seeing somebody different each time, but we can arrange that they see the same doctor. If I want to see a person that I've seen and I'm concerned about them, I can organise that they will see me the following week and continue to do that.
Okay.
So there's a continuity there.
Okay, so a great service. Listen, Diane,
yeah,
thank you so much for coming and speaking with us this morning. That was Diane Bennis, a GP with webdoctor.ie, speaking to us there about the National Health Watch report and how the pandemic has impacted Ireland's health.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.